Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and SuperDeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Wendy's new Biggie Deals lets you choose whatever you're in the mood for. It's like a music mixing board of deals, and you're the producer. Go with some chill folk music with a JBC in the $4 Biggie Bite snack. Try the drum and bass of deals with a double stack in the $6 Biggie Bag. Or go full-on sandwich symphony with an $8 Biggie Bundle, the grand finale of snacking. And the best part? They all come with napkins! $4, $6, and $8 Biggie Deals how you want them. At Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Dree.
Here we are. The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office just filed a 9-page brief laying out in public for the first time exactly what they say David, D4VD, David Anthony Burke, did to Celeste Rivas Hernandez. Not a leak, not an unnamed source. Deputy DA Beth Silverman put her name on it, and what it describes isn't just an alleged murder, it's an alleged cover-up that prosecutors say started within minutes of Celeste's arrival at Burke's Hollywood Hills home and stretched on 4 months. Staged text messages, a fake name on Amazon orders, 3 trips to a remote highway in the middle of the night, and a teenage girl's body left to decompose in a Tesla parked just around the corner. We're going to go through all of it today. As promised, Robin Drake, retired FBI Special Agent, Chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, is with us. And Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI Special Agent. Break the Case with Jennifer Coffendaffer, the podcast. Get it wherever you get podcasts and on YouTube. As promised, I've been excited to have both of you on here to break all this down, because when this thing came out yesterday,
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
The emails flying back, because Tony forwarded us all the court docs last night. And I was like, oh my God.
I did a piece on it yesterday. I just read through it verbatim. And there's so many times I went through it. I'm like, Coffendaffer was right on that. Coffendaffer was right on this. Coffendaffer, because you really have called most of this for what it is. It really kind of has been Occam's razor on this one, where it's like, if it looks like it, it probably is. And it seems like it was.
I'm gonna poke at you a little, Jen. I think it's even worse than you thought it was.
Could be.
Oh my God. He is horrible.
I mean, prosecutors say Burke texted Celeste's phone at 10:30 p.m. asking where she was. He was doing the classic, oh, I just killed her, but if I call her phone, it couldn't possibly be me, because I'm wondering where she is. That's my alibi. At least that's what the attempt was. They're calling it premeditative cover for the story. Let's start there, Jen, as we look at the initial blueprint here and what the prosecution is bringing. That's one of many. What stood out to you right away on this thing?
Well, I first want to say, Tony, that and to Robin, too, you know, humanity is good, and you two are so good. And even with all you see and have seen, unless you're knee deep in these violent crimes for 30 years in the muck,
yeah,
it you know. So I just want to say, to me, it's a testament to the human condition that sure. you all bring forward here. I wish I had that back.
I'm amazed that I don't know. Like I normally am pretty dark on this. I don't know why I didn't go that way with it. But
I was going with the age level. It was just hard to imagine, you know, again, with no priors and at that age level, again, and so here's just a great example of, and to your point, Jen, confirmation bias. You know, if you didn't spend 30 years looking at the horrendous things at all ages, you know, my confirmation bias isn't going to naturally bring me. Not that you had confirmation bias, you had reps in it. And for me, it was I hadn't seen enough of morons in their teens and early 20s doing really, really horrendous things. Generally, that doesn't come out from the things I've seen until like Koberger age, you know, like we're talking mid to late 20s, early 30s for their super horrendous. And at that point, there's already some reps. There's some issues with law enforcement potentially or friends and family are seeing shit. There's an arc going on in there. But this was like zero to super stupid.
Yeah, super murderous. You know, as far as what stood out, certainly the luring, even though I think he'd have to lure her, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, to a degree. You know, the pregnancy thing, the pregnancy slash abortion thing, that was something that we had actually talked about.
Yeah. And
I don't know if you remember, but it would have been surprising for that not to be in the layout of all of this, honestly. Mm-hmm. People were surprised about the abortion thing, thinking she needs permission. In California and in several states, but certainly in California, and I looked up the law, there is absolutely zero requirement that you have a elder sign off on anything, any minor, 12, 13, whatever, and there's no duty to report. So you can get an abortion at will.
Wow.
Yeah. There is a lot of things in here that make you go, How did they pull this off? How did they pull that off? One of the things that stood out to me a bit was him traveling and I guess allegedly taking her out of the country on some of his trips. Again, she's missing, but kind of not missing at the same time. International travel with a minor, you're not her parent, getting on airplanes, getting off airplanes. I'm guessing they're not necessarily flying a private jet across the ocean. There's security checkpoints, things of that nature that are checked to make sure you're with who you're supposed to be with. And I guess does it just show that just a quick nod of, yes, this is who I'm supposed to be with is all it takes to do this? I mean, I don't know. I mean, these red flags that I would have as a parent, if I were to think, if my daughter, who's the same age, were to be abducted and somebody's going to try and get out of the country with her, it's pretty easy to get on a flight, I guess, and get out of the country without anybody really double checking a whole lot, as long as she nods and says, I'm going along with it. I mean, I guess that's what I'd be taking out of this.
Yep, that's exactly, you know, nothing. Unfortunately, everything's pretty porous, I think, unfortunately, when it comes to minors. You know, and could she have had, obviously she had a passport.
Yeah.
But anybody can get a passport.
Thing that got me with the passport and everything, though, because one thing that keeps coming up a little bit is people saying, well, if she never told anyone her age, yeah, but if she's traveling, she's got a passport and it's good. People are going to notice. There's going to be a reaction when you hand a passport and you're that age to Customs and Border Patrol when you're crossing borders, inside, outside, upside down. You're going to get a pause. Then they're going to look around. I mean, I've been through it. I know you've been through them a lot. A lot of people have been through these things a lot. There should have been a pause. And it's not like she's going to be alerting herself because she's there voluntarily. She wants to be there. But again, it's going to alert everyone in that entourage that, yes, she is that age. She is underage. So there's no excuses on that. And I know people keep harping on her family and what they didn't do to try to find her. But at the same time, I keep coming back to his. Where were his? You know, because he is a very, very young person and with zero guardrails going on. And I saw that she met his parents. where the hell are the questions? You know, Tony and I were talking this before we started, you know, because we have kids. You have kids. When your son starts dating someone, and even reverse it with your daughter, one of the first questions we continually ask with my son, especially my son, was, tell me about your girlfriend. How old is she? And if he didn't know, then you better damn find out. Then you ask, well, what grade is she in? What's she start? I mean, you start interrogating, making sure that their dumb mind isn't doing dumb things by accident. In this case, there is zero people asking zero questions. So what's the probability of knowing no one knowing? I'm telling you, it's next to zero.
Why?
Sorry.
What are your thoughts, Jen? I mean, as far as other folks being aware of what was going on here, I mean, we're just at the very beginning of all this now, knowing the gravity as to what all went on. Do you buy that there was no one that did they sell this well enough that she was this 19-year-old USC student and no one was the wiser except for David and Celeste?
There's no way I buy that. No way. Especially now that we know about the travel, there's no way. I didn't even buy it before. I mean, I wouldn't doubt that he bragged about it. I wouldn't doubt that we see testimony come out about that.
Yeah.
I think people knew, but it's in their best interest to say they didn't know.
Is it financial? Is that because he's the cash cow? So don't interrupt the cash cow. Because my next question is, what kind of human beings are okay with that? I mean, who's going, oh, well, that's okay, other than you're getting a payday? I don't know. I mean, to me, it's like that would be instant red flag, instant ick, instant what the hell's going on here. But it seems there's a lot of folks potentially that were not disgusted by this proposition.
Well, I always have said it's odd to me that this manager was on the stand for 3 days. It's basically unheard of.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he got a litany of all these questions that you're asking. How could you not know, you know, all the signs were there, blah, blah. And so, you know, now I'm sort of seeing more of the fact pattern that they were trying to get out of him and why it was taking so long. I'm sure he has all the excuses. As for the family, no, sorry, that wasn't a good impression. That was my cash cow move. I do much better with sheep and goats. He's the cash cow, period. And you see these families just completely look away when it comes to who's bringing in the bucks.
The almighty green, man. So when I read the court doc, it looked like, I mean, they're really focusing on him and his actions. Do you think there's going to be... Because again, it's hard to imagine not more people knowing, obviously, and then what you're just saying about, you know, the manager. Do you think there's going to be more people that we're going to see charges against or that were flipped? Because I thought there was going to be more at the beginning. But again, reading that doc last night, it's like, wow, they're really singling on him very, very thoroughly.
And I will say that that's actually what I tweeted about this document. That's the one with Tony, when you asked that, that's what I should have said at first. The number one thing, the facts, that was pretty much for the most part expected, but I'm wondering why don't we hear or see anybody else mentioned? I just don't believe a rubber, you know, pool and then blood and helping dispose and the chainsaw. Was he smart enough to keep it that small? Was he smart enough?
There's not a lot of smart going on here, with so much of this. I said in my piece yesterday, I said the underlying line that's going to go through all this is dipshit, because, it really is. I mean, every single move here is idiotic. And he orders a shovel from Home Depot. He goes to Amazon and gets a burn cage and two chainsaws. I mean,
fake name to his own address.
It's comically bad. It's like, what's the worst things you can do right now to have someone look at you suspiciously or eventually when they start looking around the people of this missing girl? I know. Let's buy a chainsaw and a burn cage and a shovel. Gee, it just stupidity across the board. But then it also tells you something, too. There is no one, as Robin would say, there's no loving critic here saying, I don't know. Maybe we should go to a garage sale and get that shovel. Maybe we shouldn't have a trail with us. It makes me wonder how much of this was 100% done by him and concealed by him, or the level of detail that we have in this doc also tells me there's a lot of people that's probably are telling stories on David.
Well, as I said, I'll be shocked if there's not somebody in cahoots in this. You just knocked me over with a feather. But this document certainly doesn't give us any inkling as anybody else. And it's squarely pinned on David.
Yeah. And here's the other thing that was, again, I'm sorry, I'm going to keep harping on the stupidity of this. So here's an individual and a group of individuals that are really, really into dark themes, obviously, from the lyrics to their lifestyle, from all these things they're doing. Isn't this the kind of people that actually might watch some true crime? That actually might? I mean, we hit this all the time about the stupid things that these people do and get caught doing, and all they'd have to do is watch even just one episode of any true crime, and it'd be like, oh, wow, I can do that a lot better. But these people in particular, this is what they're into, and they completely did the most dumb things on the face of the planet. You could go on and on. Who doesn't like watch the Koberger case stuff and all the stupid? I mean, and he was kind of better at it, but they did worse than Koberger on like when Koberger was like hiding his evidence in baggies and putting in neighbor's trash. Yeah, like the FBI is not going to check the neighbor's trash. You're just going to check yours. I mean, you see that kind of stuff. But this is even worse because I still can't get over the Amazon and the fake name to the same address. Oh, it blows your head.
And the pool.
And the pool.
You know, though,
the body bags.
This guy did not watch true crime. This guy is true crime.
Yeah, great point.
Guy lives it, he breathes it, he dreams about it, he fantasizes about it. You see it in his lyric, you see it in his videos. That's what I think. I think he's probably never watched any true crime anything.
And Mark Fry's got a really good point here. I'll be honest, even with watching hours of these shows, I still don't think I could pull it off. Yes, because you're smart, Mark, because it's same thing. As soon as you start going down the road of here's how I would mitigate this, and here's what they could do against it, you quickly come up with the conclusion, you really shouldn't be doing this because I'm going to be caught. And there you go. And therein lies the stupidity of this guy and many others.
Jen, the evidence in this is so overwhelming. There's so much of it. And maybe this is the answer to my question. Why did it take so long to get an arrest here on this guy? Because it looks like, holy shit, like any one of these things you could have locked him up for very early on in this. And it looks like some of this they did have early on, but they kept collecting. And they certainly came in with what appears on the surface is a pretty rock solid case. But again, why wait so long to make the arrest?
Well, a few points on this. So this is what's interesting. The only reason that I was on this from day one, the only reason was KTLA. I was just doing my morning scrub and I'm like, oh my gosh, there's another poor girl dismembered, or I thought she was dismembered in the front trunk, right?
Yeah.
Nobody knew it was David. Nobody knew this was anything other than some other, just your average miscellaneous girl. And I remember a lot of my followers were like, Jennifer, why is this so special? I said, everyone's special, right? I was just pointing that out. But my point is, talking to your longevity of the case, they didn't even know who she was. Uh-huh. Then that shush tattoo, which was attached, by the way, it's the David finger that was cut. The other finger was cut for jewelry. But nevertheless, that shush, that's how she was identified through the mom. So now you've got your hands full because you have somebody that gone since April, found in September, months of decomposition. You're just trying to make heads or tail. Was this, a drug overdose? All the things we talk about, right? And then now finally you have her identified. You have all this. You've got the David aspect. There was so much to go through, though, in terms of video evidence. You know how we talked about that David's life was not in reality. His life was on a computer screen. That talks about it, his friends, his life. That's really what he did. Even his music, even though he was touring as of late, all of his millions and millions of dollars are these streams that he does with his music. That's where he got all of his money. And so LA has their own amazing forensic lab. I don't think they use the Bureau. They had to go through all of that, though. They wanted to sell a case because once you indict, the ticker starts. If somebody says, we're waiving our speedy trial, now you're hosed. So they needed to make sure they had all of that video and digital evidence lined out before they press charges. That's my opinion, why they waited so long.
Yeah, it makes sense when you think about how long it took to do the ID in the body and then the medical examiner because of the state of decomposition. I mean, so yeah, I mean, it lines up. It makes sense. But what a tremendous document they put together indicting him.
A lot of moving pieces. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'd love to hear them.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.